It's Monday, April 27th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, some governments are taking advantage of this crisis to tighten their grip on already vulnerable Christian communities or to deny them food aid. Unfortunately, persecution is not on lockdown. This has left some Christians on the brink of starvation, reports International Christian Concern. For example, in one village alone, 100 Christian families in Pakistan were denied food aid from the government. That's why International Christian Concern is stepping in to provide emergency food packages in 3 nations desperate for help: India, Pakistan, and Country X, unnamed for security reasons. This is a crisis situation. Please prayerfully consider giving if you're able through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. 1 John 3:17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" North Korea's male-dominated Kim dynasty may be about to hand over the keys of the Hermit Kingdom to a woman, reports the New York Post. With speculation that Kim Jong-un might have died or be in a vegetative state after having a stent implanted in his heart last month, all eyes have turned to his sister and closest confidant, Kim Yo-jong, as his most likely successor. She shares her brother's secrecy, penchant for lashing out against political adversaries, and has a reputation for aggressively pushing North Korean propaganda. President Trump's handling of the coronavirus outbreak, the worsening economy, and a cascade of ominous public and private polling have Republicans increasingly nervous that they are at risk of losing the presidency and the Senate if President Trump does not put the nation on a radically improved course. The scale of the GOP's challenge has crystallized in the last week, with 26 million Americans now having filed for unemployment benefits. President Trump's standing in states that he carried in 2016 looks increasingly wobbly. New surveys show him trailing significantly in battleground states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, and he is even narrowly behind in must-win Florida. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has tripled the number of coronavirus symptoms it lists on its website, reports the Sacramento Bee. In addition to fever, cough, and shortness of breath, the additional symptoms of COVID-19 now include, quote, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and new loss of taste or smell, end quote. Michigan Democrat State Representative Karen Whitsitt, who recently survived a bout with coronavirus, thanked President Donald Trump for recommending the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, which she said saved her life, reports Fox News. Sadly, a group called the 13th Congressional District Democratic Party censured Representative Whitsitt for daring to say something nice about the Republican president, reports the Detroit Free Press.
I got the news that I will be censored by the 13th Congressional District just for simply thanking the President of the United States for taking care of me and ensuring that I had the quality health care that I needed with hydroxychloroquine. A simple thank you has gotten me censored. Can you believe that? I thought I had First Amendment rights, but I guess I don't. The Democratic Party is showing me that I don't.
Georgia, Oklahoma, Alaska, and South Carolina have already taken steps to restart their economies. But it appears to be a bumpy road ahead, since there are so many interlocking pieces in the U.S. economy, reports WNYUZ. For example, how can one factory reopen when its suppliers remain shuttered? Or how can parents return to work when schools are still closed? Diane Swonk, chief economist for the accounting firm Grant Thornton, warned, quote, "It's going to take much longer to thaw the economy than it took to freeze it," end quote. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee will begin to reopen without the testing and contact tracing infrastructure that health experts say is needed to prevent a resurgence of infections. In his Christian Post column, radio talk show host Michael Brown wrote, quote, It was bad enough that Franklin Graham's evangelistic ministry in the UK was opposed because of his pro-Bible comments regarding sexuality and marriage. These days, that is the price for taking a stand for biblical truth and for opposing radical LGBTQ revisionism. But it's far worse when Graham's humanitarian arm, Samaritan's Purse, which selflessly serves the sick and hurting worldwide, is opposed because their statement of faith is Christian. What on earth has happened to our society? End quote. Brown continued, saying, quote, as John Hershauer noted in the National Review, the volunteers for Samaritan's Purse put themselves in harm's way, acting as backstops for a municipal hospital system at risk of being overrun with coronavirus patients. The group's evangelical Christian volunteers exposed themselves to infection and disease at no charge to patients, treating the sick without regard to race, religion, sexual orientation, or any of the other identity groups under putative siege in the United States. Yet on Tuesday, April 15th, NBC News reported that, quote, a group of LGBTQ activists stood several yards away from the Samaritan's Purse Field Hospital on the East Meadow Lawn and blasted city and state officials and Mount Sinai Hospital for partnering with the Evangelical Humanitarian Relief Organization treating overflow patients suffering from the coronavirus, end quote. And finally, Priscilla Shirer, the daughter of Reverend Tony Evans, encouraged Christians to use the coronavirus pandemic as a time to, quote, stand firm against the schemes of the enemy, end quote, warning that Satan will use every opportunity to discourage God's people, reports the Christian Post. She said, quote, God is who he says he is. He's still seated on the throne, and he is not shaken by what shakes us. We have to then choose. Are we going to operate like victors, or are we going to operate like the victims that the enemy wants? End quote. Romans 8:37 reminds us that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, April 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.